Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from my home in Branson, near Branson, Missouri. Actually, I'm high on a beautiful bluff overlooking Bull Shoals Lake, sitting under a table, and there's holly. We sang last night when we put it up. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. And we are sent every year from Katie Stubblefield in Portland. She goes to John G. Lake's home, where he lived when he saw those angels. Remember the angels he saw? He walked across to that park. You can read it in that book, the vision of the angels that he had. And when he lived in that house, we went to that house before. There are big holly bushes outside. And Katie goes there every year and cuts the holly and sends it to us, and we decorate our homes with it. So we have I'm sitting here with my home decorated, and much of the decoration are the boughs of holly. Aren't they just filled with, Brenda, with red berries?
Yes, it's so healthy. They're so healthy.
They're so healthy, and think that she cut it, and then she sends it here. And they're just healthy looking. Now, Jared, last night when he put it up, he said he was pricked. It'll be even more prickly when we take it down. But the point is, we decorate. And everything we do, we decorate. We light the lights because God gave. God so loved that he gave. And I appreciate, I'm not one of those to fuss about Christmas and fuss about commercialism and preach negative sermons. I love every light. I love every decoration. And this great love of it came in my heart years ago when we went to Russia. We would go to Russia at least once. I went with Jim and Kathy Casement at least once or twice a year. And these were during Soviet days, KGB days, the days when they didn't let people have Bibles. They didn't let people celebrate Christmas. And if you celebrated Christmas in the underground church and they found that you had children there, the parents of the children would have to go to prison for 5-year term. That was the sentence. And the pastor would have to go for a 5-year term. And the pastor where we were one day when we were in underground church had served five-year terms. He had been in prison 25 years at 5 different arrests. But there we were, underground church, still preaching, and the people were gathering. And every once in a while, somebody would look out because they're in apartments, you know, where the church was in a house. You'd go into the house and they'd have a, boards, just boards set up on some kind of a pedestal that would hold them. And the people would be crowded in there. They wanted you to preach all day because they didn't have any Bibles. They wanted you to read to them every scripture you could. And so they had the window shades drawn and you curtains, and you'd look outside to see if anybody was coming to find you. Well, I looked out the window once, and there in that window was an icicle, one silver icicle. We used to, a long time ago, put these icicles on our tree, you know, kind of like a tinfoil icicle, aluminum icicle, and we'd put them all over our tree. Well, there was one. And that could have been evidence to send the pastor to jail for 5 years. It could have been evidence to send the parents there who had young children to jail. And ever since then, I thought, man, we're free. Praise the Lord. We get to worship God openly. We have Christmas openly. And so we live in Branson, you know. We got lots of Christmas lights. We have here what they call Ozark Christmas. And I'm thankful for all of it. I don't fuss about it. And the good season that people have selling things. And we give gifts because he gave gifts. And it's just a wonderful time of the year to me. You put in the Gazette that story about the what happened with the what we have here. We have here in Branson every year an adoration parade. And that adoration parade is filled with little floats that churches make, people make. And they openly worship the Lord and have a parade about it. So what was that article you wrote in the Gazette about Branson and celebrating Christmas?
Well, it was actually there's an old magazine, and I do not know if it's still in print or not, and it's called the Ozark Mountaineer. And I read an article about the men actually, who in 1949, one of them was an artist and taught, I think he taught art school at Ozark, College of the Ozarks. And his name was Steve Miller. And then he had another friend who was a businessman. And they both came up that they would like to do something for the tourists at that time, which I doubt there were a whole lot.
What year did you say that was?
1949.
Uh-huh. Actually, what started tourism here was that book of The Shepherd of the Hills. And people started coming to, and it was written truthfully about what happened here. It's a novel form, but it's truth. And they started coming here to see the beauty of the Ozarks, the beauty of the lakes, and gospel quartets started coming here in their off seasons, mm-hmm. and opening little theaters. Mm-hmm. And so they did have some tourists. Now, what did he put up for them?
Well, they decided they wanted to do like a Christmas card. And this is a quote from the magazine. They decided that their neighbors and their many visitors who came to the area year after year deserved a special Christmas card, one with no tourism gimmicks attached. And so they did that for 1 year, and they...
What was the Christmas card?
It was the nativity scene.
A nativity scene?
That overlooked the city of Branson.
What kind of a nativity scene?
Well, it has, the manger.
Is it still there?
It's still there. They painted.
It's made out of
wood.
Uh-huh. Big figures made out of wood.
Yeah, he made it. Let's see here. Nearly 30 feet tall each character made out of wood. He made it like in his little shed where he worked at. This is Steve Miller, and so he was kind of the artist, and then the Mr. Todd, he was the man who promoted it. He was a businessman, and he got the city the next year. It was very expensive because they had electric bill, and they lit it up, and and they didn't realize how expensive that this card was. And so they got the Chamber of Commerce the next year in 1950 to sponsor it and to pay the bills. And then they, in 1950, they added a parade, and
our adoration parade.
Yeah, where they actually light it at the beginning of the parade.
And at the beginning of the parade, at a certain moment when mm-hmm. this parade comes to Branson, mm-hmm. the lights flash on.
Yeah, it's always
to that nativity scene. Tell about the first time you ever saw it.
Well, the parade is always the first Sunday of December. Mm-hmm. And so it's to honor the Lord. Everything has to be an honor to God. And there's no advertisements, no businesses can advertise or anything
in
like
that.
In the
parade.
Mm-hmm. It's
an adoration of the Christ mm-hmm. and of the child and of the plan of God. Mm-hmm.
And what's amazing is how many people go mm-hmm. there. Just oodles and oodles and oodles of people and crowded. And anyway, the first time I went, my kids were on a float. Actually, it was a flatbed pickup, and they threw out candy for the life alternative. Anyway.
Pro-life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't know anything really about Branson, and I noticed that people were, they were obviously looking at something, and something was going on. I heard a man on the speaker speaking, and they were going, ooh, ah. And didn't know what was going on. They were looking all certain direction. And then I later learned that they were lighting the nativity scene.
Because it's up high.
Yeah.
It's high on the bluff.
Yeah, Mount Branson.
Mount Branson overlooking Taneycomo. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden it comes on. Now, I remember before you moved here, Jared, who's sitting right here, was in a play in Oklahoma, in one of the cities there. And were you playing Santa Claus? And singing this Santa Claus mm-hmm. song. And mm-hmm. there was not one mention in mm-hmm. that school play of the Lord. Mm-mm. Not allowed. Not allowed. And I can remember when my dad went to little country schools. And when I went to a school as a kid. And we did our Christmas things. We always had something about the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
But something really bad has happened in this mm-hmm, country. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to go on the negative today, mm-hmm. but I do want to go on the positive and commend Branson.
Oh, yeah.
And commend them for what they do. I've even heard that people have been after us, you know, about parade, but they just keep right on marching, keep right on going. And I think back then to those Russians. Mm-hmm. I mean, to tell you, they could go to jail for 5 years for mm-hmm. having Christmas. Mm-hmm. They pull their shades and they add a Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. And they honored him and put up icicles.
You know, Tony and I were, my husband lives in mm-hmm. Iowa, and we were driving back from Iowa. I don't know if it was last Christmas or the year before. And it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and we were coming in as we drove through Branson. And I looked over there at that nativity scene, and there was a cloud over right above it. A little skinny cloud.
Like a white cloud.
Like a white cloud.
And I remember you telling me.
And so I thought, am I seeing things? So I asked Tony. I said, Tony, look over there at that nativity scene. And he looked and he said, the glory's above the nativity scene. And it stopped right at the, you know, at the last character.
I mean, it was just over the nativity scene.
Just over. And it was like a blessing. To me, it was like a blessing. You know, I know that there was, when those men got that in their idea, I believe it came from the Lord.
Of course.
And even
God saw what's going to happen in the Branson in the future.
Yes, yes. And it was like his blessing over the city. And God knows it, because we had a tornado and not one person was killed. Or
22 miles mm-hmm. that thing hopped, and not one person died here. Mm-hmm. The enemy tried to do, I heard someone say, this is a blogger or something, you know, somebody said, boy, God must really be mad if he's hitting cities like Branson. Well, God didn't hit that city like Branson. God didn't have anything to do with what happened in Connecticut and any other of the school shootings. Uh-uh. God doesn't have anything to do with things like that.
No.
But men honoring God.
Yeah.
And we're all to honor him. And I think we must be braver.
Yes.
I think we must stand up more. We mm-hmm. must stand up for Christmas.
Yes.
And its true meaning.
Yes.
When God himself took the form of a man. He lived in a human body. He laid aside all of his glory and entered into the body of a woman. He actually, and we're going to talk about this tomorrow, mm-hmm. why do we have Christmas on December 25th? Is it some pagan thing? I don't think so. Everybody's always so ready to give things over to the pagans. I don't think it's the
even
pagans
trees.
At all. Yeah. And there's nothing pagan about my Christmas tree. I can tell you that right now. And there's nothing pagan about celebrating on the 25th mm-hmm. of December. Mm-hmm. And we're going to look tomorrow at the biblical reason why we consider the 25th of December the correct day to worship and honor the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ the first time. And of course, now we're looking for him to come again. Tomorrow, we'll talk about the Moeds and how God works with Moeds, and how I believe that he worked with a Moed in December 25th. Shalom until then, and Merry Christmas!